11 different configurations and major events all year, and probably about 1,400 event days a year if you include all the corporate outings and everything that we do.
Neil Reed joins us on the line here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, media relations manager, getting set for the Las Vegas triple header weekend. And we all know, like I said earlier, it's playoff time, and this racetrack has grown since then, like you talked about. And finally, you guys get a second race. Not only that, but it's going to be the playoff opener for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race. How are you guys preparing for such a crazy week out there?
Yeah, it's going to be huge, and we've got a NASCAR K&N race at the dirt track Thursday night, so we got four straight days of NASCAR racing, and so everybody's just getting ready, preparing, getting all the ducks in a row, and we're setting up live remotes with TV stations for Friday morning. We do a lot of those, and just getting everything organized with all the passes and sending out press releases, and fan engagement areas coming together, and some marketing departments working on all that, and it's starting to come together. So it takes an army to pull off something this magnitude, and volunteers are already here helping out, and getting the RV folks parked. They started parking Monday at noon, and so there's a good group of them already here, going to spend the whole week with us, and so we're just putting all the finishing touches on it and crossing our T's, dotting our I's, and polishing everything up for the weekend. And we're really excited to kick off the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. I think it's going to be great. You know, we're going to have the first person punch their ticket to the next round here on Sunday with the South Point 400, and we're ready to make history this weekend.
Well, that is for sure, and just from, obviously, with the NASCAR goes out west, 3 Raceway and all that jazz, and there are a lot of passionate NASCAR fans out west. And what does it mean for, I know there's going to be a lot of people coming to Vegas, but what does it mean particularly for the people are surrounding that area to get a big race like the opening race of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Playoffs? What does it mean for the city of Vegas after 2 years in Chicago with the opening race over there? Now you get it.
Yeah, it's a huge shot in the arm for Vegas. You know, Vegas is becoming one of the biggest sports cities in the country. You know, we've got the Golden Knights here now, and we've got the Aces, and WNBA, and the Las Vegas Lights soccer team, and you know, the Raiders are coming, of course, and you know, we got two NASCAR races now, so it's kind of moving and shaking, becoming a huge sports town, and you know, the community's really embraced all the sports here in town. You know, we've got a lot of UFC events, we've got a lot of boxing events. There's probably the number one boxing match in the entire year. Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, their rematch this weekend too. So, you know, it's a huge sports town, and pretty much every weekend, you know, year round, you can find something going on sports wise. And you know, we got 51's minor league baseball team as well, and you know, the LVCVA has really gotten behind our event and all the other sports too. And you know, everybody's kind of synergizing and working together to promote sports in Vegas, and you know, we're a big part of that with two NASCAR weekends, and so we formed some great relationships with the Golden Knights and some of the other sports properties, and it's really paying off for everybody. You know, just helping each other out, promoting each other's events, and working together, and the community is just eating it up. They love their sports here in Vegas.
Yeah, and speaking of the Golden Knights, they made a run going all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. An exciting run for that hockey team out there. Was it their first full season, the Golden Knights, this past year?
It was, yeah. So they hit the ground, or hit the ice skating fast, I guess you could say, and made the Stanley Cup Finals, and just caught the whole city by storm, and really captured everybody's imagination. And you know, we had Go Knights Go you know, welcome messages and things like that on our marquee, and you saw all around around town, and it was awesome to be a part of it. And we had Derek England, one of the defensemen, out here for a media day last month with Kurt Busch, and Kurt took him around the speedway and showed him how to drive a race car, and Derek showed him how to skate and how to shoot and all that kind of stuff. So they had a great experience there. So yeah, it's been fantastic for everybody.
You guys are listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, hanging out in the garage with Neil Reed, media relations manager from Las Vegas Motor Speedway, getting set for a big weekend here coming up this weekend. Before I talk events leading up to the playoff opener, I was not aware, prior to reading some of the news, I was not aware of a dirt track at Vegas, and there's been a couple events on that race, on that dirt track.
Yeah, the dirt track's been around quite a while. We've hosted the Outlaws for a while, and you know, we had our first dirt track race back in '96, and the World of Outlaws were here. And then we also have Duel in the Desert, an event every November. That's been going on since '98, and so this will be our first. First K&N, NASCAR K&N race, and it's their first time on dirt ever, so that's going to be interesting on Thursday night, and Star Nursery 100, so that's going to be a 100-lap race, and it should be exciting there. I think the drivers are all excited about it. You know, Christopher Bell from the Xfinity Series, and Brendan Gaughan, a longtime NASCAR driver who's a Vegas native, they're going to both compete in that as well, and you know, you got some dirt racing stars like Haley Deegan and Derek Thorne, the K&N star there. They're going to be here as well, and they're excited to go, so that should be a great event Thursday night.
Oh, that should be fun times. Along with that, the playoffs media day in the Burnout Boulevard competition begins on Thursday as well. For those folks that are going to the Vegas area to hang out there for the weekend, starting off with the NASCAR Burnout Boulevard, that's going to be very fun to see all the 16 drivers of the playoffs get out there and make a burnout. What do fans expect from the Burnout Boulevard contest?
Well, it's always one of the most popular events that they used to have during Champions Week here in late November, early December, and you know, the 16 playoff drivers will take their show cars and go do some burnouts in the middle of Las Vegas Strip, and they, you know, Metro Police stop the traffic in all directions, and fans line up all over as close as they can get, and you know, take photos and video of that, and they have a blast, and the drivers really have fun too. I mean, how often could they say that they could, you know, do burnouts on the Las Vegas Strip? So they definitely look forward to it, and that's going to be a great event Thursday at 2:30.
And then also in the middle of the driver's media day, and Cole Swindell is going to be a big part of this pre-game, if you will, activities here before everything gets going for the race one of the playoffs. Explain to some of our listeners who are listening what Cole's going to be participating in.
Yeah, so there's a playoffs party down on Fremont Street, the Fremont Street Experience, which is kind of old Vegas, the north part of you know, town, just north of the Strip as it exists now. It's a great place to hang out. I love Fremont Street. It's a really cool kind of throwback to the old days of Vegas, and see some of the you know, older casinos like Four Queens and the Golden Nugget and Binion's and things like that. And they're all together, and they have some stages there. So on the, I think it's the 3rd Street stage, Cole Swindell's going to do a concert there, a free concert, and Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., and Eric Jones are going to be there hanging out, and it's going to be a fun party, a free event for the fans, so they should definitely check that out. And that's Saturday night after the DC Solar 300 Xfinity race, so that'll be a lot of fun, and just another way for them to, you know, experience another NASCAR event in town here.
That's going to be sounds like a big time lineup on Saturday night with Blaney, Truex, and Cole Swindell out there doing their thing. I want to go back to the Courtlet at Las Vegas. Kurt and Kyle Busch will take part in the NASCAR Courtlet. Who else is supposed to be participating? I've read on one of the articles leading up to the interview, 7 local drivers participating in this event.
Well, yeah, we have 4 races this week, so we have a nice quartet of NASCAR events, and we're going to have 7 locals that are going to be competing in parts in those races. So you got Kurt and Kyle on Sunday. Saturday, we've got Spencer Gallagher in the DC Solar race. Friday, we've got Riley Hurst and Noah Gregson. Stan Mullis is a kind of a local racer, races out at our short track, the Bullring. He'll be at the DC Solar 300 on Saturday as well in the Xfinity Series race. And then Brendan Gaughan will race in Thursday's dirt track race, the Stern Nursery 100. So got a great representation of local drivers here in Vegas. You know, Vegas is kind of a hidden gem as far as being a hotbed for stars of NASCAR, and they produce quite a bit, and so it's neat to have that kind of representation where we've got 7 guys in those 4 races.
You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're talking with Neil Reed, Media Relations Manager from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And Neil, I want to talk about the heat. There's been some comments out there, obviously with the news of Casey Kane coming out. I didn't get this until an hour prior. Casey Kane's going to be sitting out a couple more races. He dealing with the after effects with the heat exhaustion that he dealt with at Darlington. How big, especially with the 100-degree temps out there this weekend, how should these drivers prepare for that?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really hot. Obviously, it's not the first. It won't be the first NASCAR race that's ever been hot. You know, I remember as a young teenager, going to Talladega in June, and that was like sitting in an oven for 5 hours. But the drivers are going to do their best to stay hydrated and hydrate themselves all week, and you know, they got the cooling devices in the suits that help a little bit, but. You know, they're going to do everything they can to stay hydrated all weekend, and we're suggesting our fans do the same. We're going to have plenty of water for sale. We're going to have a lot of cooling stations, shade tents. We're going to have misters that are going to be blowing mist through the concourse area. We're going to have some cool zones in the fan engagement area and in the neon garage in the infield, and we're going to be giving out a couple places. We'll have some free cups of water, and then we'll be selling cooling towels that people can buy that'll be dipped in ice water too. So we're taking some extra precautions. We're going to have extra fire safety and paramedics on property to respond if people get overheated, and you know, we're just urging everybody to bring sunscreen and keep themselves hydrated and utilize all the cooling stations that we're going to have available.
Yeah, so fans, if y'all are planning on spending time out in Vegas this weekend, definitely, you guys know what to do. Stay hydrated the best you can and stay cool throughout the exciting weekend out in Vegas. And real quick, Nia, I want to go back to Friday night. And apparently, Joey Logano and recording artist Frankie Moreno is headlining the Pinto Performance Party for fans, more specifically, I guess, the RV guests at the Neon Garage on Friday night. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we have a number of RV spots on property, I think over 5,000, and so those fans, stay with us all week for the most part, and this is kind of a thank you to them for investing that kind of time and can support all of our events, because I'm sure most of them will be going over to the dirt track race on Thursday. So kind of a little performance party on Friday night after the race, after the World of Westgate NASCAR Can World Truck Series race. And so that'll be in the Neon Garage in the infield. And so anybody with RV pass will have a free ticket, a special ticket for them to get in. And that'll be from 8 o'clock right after the race to about 10:30. And Logano will be there doing a Q&A. And then Frankie Marino will perform. So it should be a really nice event for them.
Yeah, that's exciting for the RV guests out there getting their tailgate on with the driver of the 22 Ford, Joey Logano, and Frankie Marino. And Neil, we're going to talk some a little bit of racing now, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Cool. Did you catch yesterday's race?
I caught bits and pieces of it. I kind of watched toward the end, and I was kind of running around different places here on property, but I saw bits and pieces of it and saw Keselowski make the pass toward the end to you know, eventually take off and grab the win.
Yeah, and Brad Keselowski is one of those drivers that has had success at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the past. Uh-huh. And Denny Hamlin yesterday said in his post-race comments, says he got roughed up a bit towards the end, obviously, with Keselowski there, and he's gotten a little bit of blowback, if you will, with his comments about that. It's just hard racing down to the wire. It's go time, and now the playoffs arriving now, 10 races to go. What do you expect here from here on until Homestead?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, 16 guys that are battling for those, you know, few spots as it, you know, tapers down toward top eight and then top four. And it's going to be interesting, you know, to see how that all plays out. And we're obviously excited to be the first step in the quote-unquote leadoff hitter, as our track president put it. And, you know, we're going to be punching somebody's ticket to the next round. So we think it's going to be really exciting racing. It's going to make for some good drama for NASCAR fans. And, you know, our race, you know, the track, you know, the temperatures will be higher than they were in March, so track will probably be slicker than it was then, maybe less grip, and so maybe that'll mean a little more rubbing and racing, and you never know. We're excited for the potential.
Yeah, definitely. This is time where you can't predict what's going to happen on each race leading up to each playoff race. And Neil, we all, pretty much everyone, including us, have been talking about the big three all year long: Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr. What are your thoughts on the big three this year?
It's been impressive what they've been able to do. You know, it's hard to win any week. I mean, anytime you watch a race from start to finish, you just see all kinds of things, whether it's, you know, pit road strategy or fuel economy strategy, or, you know, look at the Darlington race. You know, Keselowski wins the race out of the pits and ends up, you know, getting the win there because of that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had some fuel mileage races here at the track in the past, the truck race in particular a couple years ago. And, you know, then we've had events like March where Kevin Harvick was untouchable here. So, you know, yeah. Harvick and Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. have just been, you know, a step ahead of everybody else. And obviously Clint Bowyer's had a little bit of a breakout year too. So mm-hmm. They're definitely leading the way and basically saying, you know, we're gonna win our races, and we're going to be there fighting for the win every week. And I think the other drivers know if they're going to win a race, it kind of has to go through one of those three, if not all three.
Yeah, and lately, even though the results have not shown up, Martin Truex Jr.'s the speed is still there, but the results have not. They've kind of hit on a bad luck streak as of late, and a lot of people out there are sort of putting him to the side, obviously, with the news breaking out of Furniture Racing last week, shutting the doors down, and people are looking at Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch. How much of a chance do you give MTJ and his chances?
Well, he's, I mean, look at how he dominated the mile and a half tracks last year. I don't think you can not put him among the favorites here in Vegas, especially since he won here last year. And, you know, he obviously likes our track and has won here, and that's got to give him some confidence. So I put him up there probably with, you know, top five favorites for our race this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Still, he's defending champion of the sport of NASCAR, and that will be put on the line beginning in the playoffs this weekend. You guys are listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Greer III here tonight, joined by Neil Reed, Media Relations Manager from Las Vegas Motor Speedway, in preparation for the triple header weekend beginning on Friday night. The Xfinity Series, Neil, ran the restricted plate package yesterday at Indy for the second year in a row, and it was very, very exciting once again, seeing passes for the lead and very tight racing. There's been talks throughout the year since the Cup Series used the plate package there that a lot of people have said we want to use this at mile and a half tracks and more primarily Pocono and Indianapolis. What are your thoughts on the plate package and the thought of it being used on a mile and a half racetrack?
I honestly don't have a lot of thoughts on it. It's kind of one of those kind of wait and see what happens and wait and see what NASCAR decides to do. And if we're part of that, then then we'll embrace that as a track and just kind of follow NASCAR's lead on that. And it's kind of a hypothetical how it will change things or if it will change things. So just kind of have a little wait and see mentality about that, I think.
All right. Okay. And what are talking about another road course here? In the playoffs, the first cutoff race in the playoffs is the highly anticipated Roval Road Course at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And Neil, I want to get your thoughts on the Roval. And we've been talking about pretty much all the podcasts, the NASCAR media out there have been talking about the huge unknown about the Roval and the potential of it being a wild card, very wild card race. What are your thoughts going into that race in a few weeks?
Yeah, I got to jump off here in a minute, but I've seen the Roval in person. I went to Charlotte this summer to work the Coca-Cola 600, and it definitely looks interesting. And you know the practice and other sessions that you've seen so far this year, there've been some wrecks and drivers trying to figure things out and. So I think it might. I don't know if it'll be real wrecky or not, or if they'll figure things out by then. But I think you're right. I think it's kind of a wild card and kind of leaves the door open for some a wild card driver to get a win there. So I think that it's going to be interesting and being part of the playoffs for sure. It's going to play a factor. That's for sure.
And Neil, one more before we let you go. I know it's super hectic getting ready for Las Vegas. And finally, you got any predictions on who's going to win these races this weekend?
Well, for our Sunday race, the South Point 400, it's hard to bet against somebody like Harvick, who was so dominant here in March and has just been lights out. Since then, NASCAR this year, and of course Kyle and Kurt Busch love this track, and they've done well here in the past, and so I think they're probably top five or six guys that are top in the top five or six in the odds are probably your best bets, and anything's possible, and we'll see how it kind of plays out down the stretch.
Yeah, that's for sure. Neil, thanks for joining us on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. I know you have a lot on your plate, and we really appreciate it. Thanks for hopping on to chat Las Vegas playoffs for us today.
Sure thing. Well, thanks for having me.
Yes. All right. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Free YEG3 on the airwaves for a few more minutes. 80 degree to 30 with the guys for just a few more minutes. You guys just heard New Reed Media Relations Manager from Las Vegas Motor Speedway getting ready for the playoff opener as well as the second race of the NASCAR, the Camping World Truck Series. And I might have left out one thing in the post-race podcast recorded yesterday, and for whatever reason, I left off the Xfinity Series race in Vegas too, so a triple header weekend, so I want to correct myself for that as well, and excuse me for we caught Neil. I did not press record with starting the interview, but we only missed a minute of it, so apologize for that. We only caught the last, quite a bit of questions there by Neil Reed there. So definitely apologize for that. So if you're going to be listening to this episode, then that is why. So we've started the interview right at the end of the first question. So saved by the recognition that the recorder did not start. So it's been kind of one of those afternoons. It's been crazy. And as for me, trying to get ready to go to Ohio here in another day. So definitely, not as busy as Neil Reed has been doing, but big shout out to Neil Reed for taking the time out of his super busy schedule to speak with us tonight about this weekend. Of course, the March Energy NASCAR playoffs begin this weekend. A lot of activities going on, as you just heard, and the Xfinity Series be in their regular season. So by the time next week, all three divisions, even though the Truck Series will be off again for another couple weeks, all three divisions will be in playoff mode next week. So, and obviously the Trucks coming off one of the more fantastic finishes of the year in Canada, Motorsport Tire Park. Obviously, y'all know by now what happened with Kyle Busch Motorsports teammates Gilliland and Noah Gregson. Of course, Gregson is in the playoffs, and Gregson tried to make it happen and did not. And Justin Haley got the win and is going to the round of six. So Justin Allgaier in the Xfinity Series looking to seal up the regular season title on Saturday. And the biggest question of the weekend, who's going to punch their ticket first to the next round, the round of 12 in the NASCAR Monster Energy Series playoffs on Sunday. It's going to be definitely interesting. And Neil mentioned the Kevin Harvick beatdown there, and we'll see if the likes of Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin can step up to the plate and match him speed for speed. It's going to be great to see. Finally, we don't have to talk about wait anymore. The playoffs is officially here, and cannot wait. Looking forward to getting it started. And of course, for those of you who are not going to the racetrack and interested in tuning in, round two of the playoffs in the Camping World Truck Series, the World of Westgate 200 kicks off racing on the track Friday night, 9:00 Eastern Time, 8 Central Time. Scheduled 134 laps. That does not include overtime. FS1 has it. MRN on the radio. Then you turn the page, the Xfinity Series, the DC Solar 300. Saturday, 5:00 Eastern Time, 4:00 Central Time for the listening states of Oklahoma, Texas, and right here in Kansas. 200 scheduled laps. PRN has coverage, flag-to-flag coverage of that. And, of course, the big one, the main event, South Point 400, the premiere of the playoffs. 267 laps scheduled. PRN will have coverage this weekend of the Xfinity and Cup Series races. Coverage begins 3:00 Eastern Time, 2:00 Central Time. Boy, oh boy, we're going to see some exciting racing this weekend. Can't wait to get it started. And the next time I'll be talking to you guys, obviously I'm going to do another recording tomorrow night. I'm going to have my predictions of the Championship 4. Who advances, who does not, obviously. I have not really had time to think it through, so it'll be interesting. I'm going to look through the grid again and get my Championship 4 on
And I'm going to tell you this right now. I too might have some surprises for you guys. So you better stay tuned to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Definitely will be having my picks before Sunday goes down. And of course, I'll be in Ohio. So depending on the situation, I'll definitely be listening to the Xfinity Series race for sure. And where I'm at on the way home, on the second leg home on Sunday, it'll definitely depend on where I'm at for sure. So me and one of my good friends and his cousin, we're going to be participating in the Air Force Marathon on Saturday, the half marathon portion of the event, not the actual marathons. So even though a lot of people have already told me, hey, you should run the full distance, I say, I ain't ready for that yet. I'm sticking to half marathon right now. I've only ran the things once. give me a few races here, and I'll see how I feel by then. That it takes a lot of time to train for these things, but definitely looking forward to it. And obviously, you know, with the week, September 11th, definitely our thoughts going out to those who are affected by the most, probably really the most horrifying event in this nation's history for sure. Definitely a lot to look forward to that event accumulating with September 11th and other things like that. Definitely looking forward to that. My first time up there and the first time actually in Ohio participating in anything. So definitely looking forward to that. And definitely, ladies and gents, keep those who are still affected by that for sure. So what's been going on now in this country, it's been I'm not gonna get into all that, but definitely for sure we're fortunate to be living in the country of the US of A. You can follow me at 3Wide_FastEddie again. Eddie Greer III on Twitter at 3Wide_FastEddie. And y'all know what to do. Podcast Central 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast is on Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer. The two have been added to the list, so the list can go on and on. Apple Podcasts, iTunes, if you're a follower, rate and review. It's important for this different reason. Different than most majority of the podcast, because we want to continue to get our names out there to the U.S. and to many of our listeners who listen outside the U.S. of A. as well. So again, like I said in the post-race pod, if you have not listened to that by now, I encourage you to do that, because that will be up tonight as I'm talking. So definitely go and listen to the post-race podcast of Indianapolis there. And always join the movement on a 3Wide NASCAR podcast. You do not want to miss a big time moment, especially in the bigger unknowns of these playoffs. Definitely anxious to get this thing, see this thing get going. But again, if you have not downloaded it on iTunes, I advise you to do that. Add this podcast to your weekly dose of podcasts, NASCAR podcast that you listen to each and every week. All right, folks, it's time to close this down. Another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast is a wrap. Thanks to Neil Reed for working with me and having the opportunity to have him on before the playoffs began. Exciting times in Vegas. And of course, Vegas the last few years, folks, you know by now, has been the host of the NASCAR celebrations, obviously. And how about this, the bookend, the NASCAR season with the NASCAR playoffs beginning this weekend at Las Vegas. And a Cobalt, I mean, with the champion. Who will it be in 10 weeks? Gonna have to find out in 10 weeks, pretty much. So definitely excited to get this thing going. And again, next time I'll be talking to you guys, I'll be recording my predictions tomorrow. And then, of course, the rest of the week, I am gone. So no podcast this weekend, obviously. But my next one will be tomorrow. And I'll have my predictions, obviously, for the races this weekend as well. So that will be episode we'll be that episode will be titled to that only. So I'm excited to get that going as well tomorrow night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for me to roll on out of here. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast Interview Edition with Neil Reed. And the next time I'll be talking to you guys, once again, the prediction show coming up tomorrow. And be out on the lookout for this interview by the end of the week, most likely, definitely by Friday. So even though we recorded this in the middle of the week, it'll be up on Friday for sure. But again, big shout out to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for having Neil Reed join the 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Greer III, we rolling out of here. Close the shop. We out. Thanks for listening, everybody.